There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Shut up, Anthony. It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980. We're always live as well on the free Odyssey app. We got the three shot set up, Ant.
Yes, sir.
That is the Wheel of Mediocre Punishment.
So beautiful.
That taunt me. See how that goes. Your record is so stellar over the course of time.
Oh, it is not.
Go ahead. Just try to go ahead. Say what you want to say.
Sometimes,
like it ain't gonna come back around at some point.
Hey, look, the tables do turn. And they turn fast. You know.
Yeah. Because I'm also a lot meaner when I talk smack than you are. I will hurt your feelings.
Greg, all I'm gonna tell you is it feels good to finally be on this side of the fence. You know.
Yeah, no, I get it. It's Competition Wednesday here on the Hoffman Show. We compete in three games head to head. We pick three games against the spread. We pick a fourth head to head just in case as a tiebreaker, and we will now review how that went from last week, and then we will spin the wheel. Whoever lost, I think you probably can get the sense of who lost already. And then we'll pick more games for next week. So last week, Anthony, I decided to pick, for some reason known to no one, the Las Vegas Raiders. They were 2.5-point dogs against the Denver Broncos. And honestly, this had potential. Into the second half, it was 13-10 at halftime. Hey, Raiders, just keep it close in the second half. Nope. They get worked 21-8 in the second half. 34-18 was the final. And that's 0-for-1 for your boy.
Ah, that hurts, man. That hurts. My first game that I chose was the Colts +3. And the Colts made it interesting in the second half. Joe Flacco, he had like two 65-yard bombs to Alec Pierce to like really make the game interesting, tie it up. But Jacksonville got the last laugh. They went in with a walk-off field goal. So this game ended up being a push for me.
Oh, so I'm 0-1 after one. You're 0-0-1.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So there's that as the wheel just looms behind me. I was actually. I'm not going to lie, Anthony, because I had so much trouble picking games last week. I literally didn't know what games I wanted to pick.
Yeah.
The one game I could remember was that I picked Dallas +2.5 against Pittsburgh. Mm. Obviously, Dallas goes down late. They survive absolute disaster at the goal line when Dak Prescott leaps on the fumble. On fourth down, they score. Dallas wins and thus covers fairly easily at that point. So I, through two games, am 1-1-0, and how did you do in your second game?
My second game, I had the Packers -3. The Rams made this one interesting. Jordan Love threw a pick from his, like, 2-yard line, pick six. So that made things interesting, but in the end, they end up being able to pull it out, and they end up winning by 5. So I am now 1-0-1. Packers, -3.
All right, and then I had the Buffalo Bills, -1. If Sean McDermott just didn't do the dumbest possible things at the end of this game, then at least maybe I get to overtime.
Yeah.
I should have at least gotten overtime, Anthony. So the fact that the Bills lost by 3, and thus I lose by 4, if you will, like, if they get to overtime and they kick a field goal and win, I win. I actually don't feel that bad about that pick.
Nope.
I do feel bad about the result of that pick because that doesn't help me at all. I still lost, but at least from a process standpoint, it wasn't the craziest thing. Although I also think that probably that game should have been worse.
Yeah, it should have been. It should have been.
Well, I lost anyway.
Yep, because my last game was the Commanders -3, and we all know how that went. Yeah. They put belt to butt Sunday afternoon, and that concludes my Wednesday pick. So I went 2-0-1, and then also I think I would have got the tiebreaker as well.
You would have. I decided Carolina +4 was worth investing in as a tiebreaker. They lost by 16. No, sorry. They lost by 26.
Yeah.
Thanks. Thanks, Andy Dalton.
Talk
Never
about...
trusted Ginger again.
Yeah. Ooh, that's harsh.
Yeah. Well, you got a 4-point line and lose by 26. Sometimes it'd be like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that sucks. I finish. I don't have a pen today. There's a pen. That's a 1-2-0. You were 2-0-1.
Yes, sir.
I do believe that means this wheel behind me is behind me for a reason. And that reason is I have to spin the wheel of mediocre punishment.
Uh-oh.
As a reminder, here are the stakes. We make it mediocre punishment because we do this every week. And if we did something terrible every single week, that'd be terrible.
Yeah.
So it's mediocre punishment. Last week, I had to do 100 push-ups. Telling you right now, if I got to do 100 push-ups again, I don't think they're getting done by the end. I'm not doing it the way I did it last week. I'm willing to do it in a half-hour segment. I just want to prepare myself. So, like, tomorrow, I think I would probably do it.
Okay.
Or I could do it next Wednesday. But my body hurts right now, bro. I don't feel like doing 100 push-ups.
I bet it would. I don't blame you.
Or do I just have to do it, and that's kind of the way the cookie crumbles?
Yeah, I think you just got to do it.
Son of a gun. Okay, so 100 push-ups. That's what I had to do last week. There's also a fantasy sub. That is what I got to do for Anthony when he lost in week 2, where I got to go into his fantasy lineup, so he would get to go into mine and make any sub. I have no power or control over that. He just gets to say, hey, that's your fantasy lineup for this week. Sorry, sucker. It says extra hot wings. It's not supposed to say extra hot wings.
Mm-mm.
It's supposed to be like pretty hot wings. Mango habanero level if you're a B-dubs fanatic. So we can figure out that. But it's 5 very hot wings. An ice bath. You got to go 3 minutes?
It was 3 minutes.
3 minutes in an ice bath. Buy the other person lunch. And then last but not least, the costume show where we say for a show, is the show too much? I kind of feel like it should be a costume hour. That's more in line with the mediocre punishment.
Okay. That's more reasonable, I guess.
Yeah. So next Wednesday during the 5 o'clock hour, you'd have to wear a silly disguise. The glasses and the nose and the mustache thing, which we can get on Amazon, I presume, by next Wednesday fairly easily because I can get almost anything delivered to my house by 7 p.m.
Yeah.
Because that's the world we live in. Okay. Time to spin the wheel. Anthony, are you ready?
Yes, sir. Make it a good one, man.
Okay, uh-oh. Hold on. Sorry, we have to adjust the wheel because it's caught on the chair that it's sitting on.
Yep. There you go. Extend those legs. There we go. Lean it up just a little bit. Oh, okay.
All right. The wheel is free.
Uh-oh. Oh, you got ice bath.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh. An ice bath.
That is what it says. It just barely eked over the fantasy sub. All right, so I got 3 minutes in an ice bath.
Oh my gosh.
I think I'm gonna have to talk to my wife about this, whether I just do the, I do have a bathtub at home in our townhouse.
Uh-huh.
So I could theoretically just do this at home. Like we get like a bag of ice from a gas station and fill it up and do it. The other way we could do this is we have occasionally gone to a cold tub place. And so if we want to go, and I typically do not stay in for 3 minutes, but I can just go to the cold tub place and be like, all right, we're in it for 3 minutes.
Oh,
so
my
I will talk
gosh.
To Rachel to see whether we want to go for a cold tub, because there's also like a sauna situation. So do we want to go do that and do the full recovery day, but I have to stay in the ice bath longer for torture and on some level put it on video so you guys can see me suffer, or do I just get a bag of ice and do it that way? But I'm good for it. 3 minutes in an ice bath. Ouch.
Hey, look, more power to you, Craig.
I mean, there are no rules. I can do this after I do my long run and just try to make it feel good.
I mean, that's one way to do it.
Yeah, so I'll figure that out. It might happen on Saturday.
Oh,
might
my
go,
gosh.
Might go run 10 miles and then get an ice bath and convince myself that it's good for me.
Yep.
All right, that's the Wheel of Mediocre Punishment. Ice bath for your boy. Coming up next, we pick the next set of games. Three games against the spread, one head-to-head on tiebreaker grounds. That's next Competition Wednesday. Then we're back to Dan Quinn and Jaden Daniels speaking on their Competition Wednesday ahead of this weekend's matchup with the Ravens. And our pick six coming up at 6 o'clock.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real, we're transparent, we're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.